to eastern Kentucky now. It's one of the region's hardest hit by the opioid crisis. One tiny community is trying to help people in recovery by leaning into their local mountain music heritage. Caitlin Tan of West Virginia Public Broadcasting brings us the story.
The small town of Hindman is surrounded by the Appalachian Mountains. It's off the beaten path, and since its establishment in the 1800s, people have been getting together and playing music. In fact, one of the few businesses in the town is the Appalachian School of Luthery, which teaches people how to build stringed instruments. On this night, musicians are warming up for the Knott County Downtown Radio Hour. You know that? It's essentially a recorded open mic hosted once a month by the Luthery School. Doug Nazelrode is the program's founder.
Who wants to? Come on, it's just a microphone. It doesn't bite. Now, I know some of you guys have come down to play.
Nazelrode has a head full of salt and pepper loose curls with a matching mustache and a bushy goatee. He's from Kentucky, and in his work, he's built guitars for people like John Prine, Lyle Lovett, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Tonight, Nazelrode is coaxing several nervous musicians on stage, most of whom are in recovery from drug addiction. Here's Scott Beatty.
I just had a sister recently pass away, another one. She died of ALS, and I wrote this for my mom and my dad. So bear with me if I get through it without crying.
Mommy's crying now, and everything's so cold. Daddy's lying on the bathroom floor.
Beatty is learning to make stringed instruments at the Luthery School through a program called Culture of Recovery, which Nazelrode founded 2 years ago. All of the people in the program are recovering from drug addiction. And through this school, the small town of Hindman is rebuilding its identity on the backbone of its musical heritage. So far, about 40 people have been through the program. Nazelrode tells the story of Ricky, a student in recovery who was making a ukulele.
Well, Ricky was tapping in the frets in the fingerboard, and he was just tapping away. And he kind of was biting his lip, and he looked up at me, and his eyes got real big, and I thought, what do you do? Do you hit your finger? What happened? And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, I just can't believe it. I'm making something.
30-degree thing. There we go.
Inside the school, several people work on their instruments. It looks a bit like a rustic wood shop and an upscale music store all in one. Teacher Paul Williams is helping them build guitars, dulcimers, and mandolins.
Now you take the stick, you put it in the center, and you bend it.
Williams says teaching the guys in recovery is personal for him.
I lost two brothers myself to opioid addiction. So yeah, I've got a connection to that. I think it's a great thing to give people a chance to make a second chance of life.
One student named Shane Lohr is staining the fretboard of his mandolin. He's new to playing music and says he never considered building an instrument before.
That's something I've never had is patience. If I want to do something, I want to do it right then and there. But with this process, doing a lot of just waiting. So it's gave me a lot of patience and tolerance.
It's getting late and the Knott County Radio Hour is winding down. Outside, the moon is out, crickets are chirping, the town is empty. But inside, an informal music jam starts.
Hold on. When all us boys were trying, yeah.
The nervous energy is gone, replaced with full-face smiles. They're just playing for the joy of it now, strumming songs they all know.
I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty.
For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Tan in Knott County, Kentucky.
Can see her up there in Cody.